What is going on, and welcome to the Real and Raw Show. I am your host, John Marone. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you haven't done so already, please take a second to like, subscribe, and write a review. This show is based around everything real life, real estate, and real tools for real change. So if you're ready to go ahead and have some real change in your life, get your pen and paper, and let's get real and raw. What is going on? Welcome back to another episode of the Real and Raw Show. We are about a few days away from a big, big event, guys. Probably one of the biggest events that we have every single year. That event is my birthday. That is right. March 4th is coming up. It is my birthday. We are going to be hanging out at a beach house here in Grayton Beach. We got a bunch of friends hanging out. Just need a lot of good, positive vibes being pushed out so the weather remains good. Right now, I'm looking outside. It's 70 and sunny and beautiful, but they're calling for some rain this weekend. So we need to make sure that we put all the positive vibes out there, that there is no rain, that we are rocking and rolling, and we have some amazing weather for my birthday. Okay, not going to tell you how old I'm turning, let's just say I'm like fine wine, right? Fine wine, getting better with age. Something else I want to talk about that happens on a weekend sometimes. Open houses. Today's call is going to be about how to optimize and maximize open houses. If you're not doing open houses, because maybe you don't have any listings, but you're sitting there right now and you don't have any leads, now is a great time to reach out to your network, to the people in your office, the people in your market, saying, hey, I would love an opportunity to host an open house for you. Because if you don't have any leads and you're sitting there and you know there's open houses every weekend, there might be some people that are doing these open houses that maybe they don't want to do them because it's a conflict of schedule or something else is going on. Reach out, put your name in the hat for people to reach out to you when they have open houses for you to go do them if you're sitting there right now and you're suffering from leads. Okay, so that's one quick little tip. Don't have leads, go do open houses for other agents. Okay, but the biggest thing I find, and this is something that we talk a lot about in our Real Estate Master, is that when you do open houses, there is a lack of follow-up the correct way, right? It goes something like this, right? Mr. and Mrs. Client come in. You talk to them for a little bit. They walk around. They put their name down. They scribble, scrabble that name down. And we can't even read their name. We can't even read their email on the check-in sheet. And then you say, okay, what'd you think of the house? Oh, it was good. All right, awesome. Have a great weekend. And then it comes to Monday when you're supposed to be following up and you don't follow up because of one of two things. One, they wrote their name down wrong, their email down wrong, and their phone number down wrong, so you don't even have good contact information. Two, you don't know what to say. You feel awkward reaching out to them. So today we're going to go over the best way on how to do an open house and actually generate true opportunities, true leads for you to turn into your clients. First and foremost, when you are doing these open houses, as much as possible, promote, 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 promote. And the way to do that, there's four different main ways. Way number one, if you want to promote an open house, number one is to reach out to your database to let them know that you're having an open house, but not just any open house. Make it fun. Make it something to where people want to show up. They want to come. They want to visit, right? So whether that's mimosas, whether it's Bloody Marys, whether that's donuts, whether that's a DJ, like you can get really crazy with it. But make sure that you promote your open houses to your database. That's step one. Step two is promoting your open house via social media, your Facebook post. There's probably some Facebook pages you're a part of that are local to your community that you could put that in, right? Facebook Marketplace, right? There's multiple ways through social media that you could promote your open house. Once again, don't make it, hey, we're having an open house. No. Talk about the benefits of the property. Talk about the benefits of coming. Maybe you're going to have a drawing. Everybody that shows up, we're going to give away a $100 gift card. Right? As long as you put your right name, your right email, and your right phone number down. Right? So that's number two. Number three is the good old signs. That's right. As long as it's allowed. I got a place over here called Baytown. Anybody that is in my destined market, you guys know. Baytown is crazy. Right? We have two listings in Baytown right now. And to do an open house, it is a hassle. You put your signs out, they come, they take them. You move your sign, they come and they take them. So it is very difficult. But if you have an opportunity to put out open house signs leading your way, open house on steroids is basically where you put a ton of open house signs out. Now, obviously, with certain communities, it's not allowed. You got to have certain signs. You got to have it look a certain way. So make sure you're putting signs out to the best of your capability on what you're allowed. All right. So number one, reaching out to your database. Right. Number two is social media on your own Facebook, creating an event, going on to Facebook pages that are local, marketplace, all those things. Number three is a good old signs, right? Oh yeah, and don't forget to put on MLS. That's just a bonus. Make sure you put your open house on MLS. That's actually happening. Okay. Some people forget to do that. Okay. And number four, this is one that many agents either forget or don't do. And that is the good old knockaroni, knocking on your neighbor's door, right? So let's just say you have an open house at 123 Main Street. You should be knocking on your neighbor, on the neighbor's door, as many as possible, and letting them know that we are having an open house. Hey, by the way, we're not only having an open house, we're actually doing it for an hour before special VIP. What does that mean for you? Anybody that's in this area before it gets crazy and everybody comes to take a look at this open house, because believe me, it is going to be packed in there. And that's from 1 to 3. From 12 to 1, anybody that lives on this street or in this community gets to come and doesn't have to deal with all the foot traffic that's coming through there and can take their time looking through the property. So here you go, Mr. Neighbor. Here is a pamphlet. Here is a flyer. By the way, it's super branded to me, right? Here is information on the open house. If you will come out and take a look at it, we love your feedback. Right? I am creating an appearance. I am creating an awareness. I am creating a little bit of leverage and authority in that relationship. And so the more they see me now, they come to the open house. Hey, how's it going, John? Because I've created that relationship prior. It's not as uncomfortable when they walk in that door because they already met me. So your four ways to go ahead and maximize your opportunity to get more people into your open house. Number one is go ahead and send an email, send a text message to your database about your open house. But don't make it just about the open house. Make it about why the open house is important. What maybe things you have going on there, whether you're having a DJ there, whether you're having drinks there, whether you're doing a giveaway, right? Number two, social media, your Facebook page, right? The local groups in your area, marketplace, creating an event for it. Number three, it's good old open house signs. Put out as many as you possibly can. And number four is making sure you knock on the doors of the neighbor around you, as many as you possibly can, and let them know that we are having an open house at 123 Main Street. And before it gets crazy from 12 to 3 with everybody coming in, because believe me, there's going to be a lot of people checking out this property. We're having a VIP open house just for every neighbor on this block in this community. And that's from 11 to 12. We'd love for you to come by, take a look at it, and not come by, obviously, when it's going to be crazy and a lot of people are going to be there. You'll have the luxury of being there an hour earlier to take a look at the property. Those are your four ways to heavily market your open house. The bonus ways, don't forget to put on your MLS, right? Don't forget to network with other agents. Don't forget to go ahead and put it into whether it's a Slack group, whether it's a text message, whatever it is with your team, letting them know you're having an open house. So those are multiple ways to have an open house and maximize the exposure of it. All right. Make sure you wrote those down. Now, with all of those, you should have a very good open house. But as I said before, having a good open house doesn't stop at the open house. We got to make sure that they come in and they have a good time. So if you're watching us on YouTube, you can see, right, we have this little booklet here, right? Open house visitor register. And they go ahead, they put their information down. And I'm not asking, by the way, are they working with an agent? See, my questions are you looking to buy now? Are you looking to buy within a year? Are you looking to sell? Are you just shopping around? Also, are you pre-qualified, yes or no? I'm not asking, are they working with an agent? Stop putting that on your open house check-in, please. Now, ideally, you also, which we do, right? This is just for an example for you guys, is we have it on a tablet so that they could check in. And it's got to verify the email. And that goes directly into the CRM. So yes, this works well. Piece of paper, right? This awesome booklet. Once again, if you're not watching this on YouTube, go to my YouTube channel. Let's look up John Marone. And you can see what I'm talking about because I'm about to show a few other things on here. All right. So once you go ahead and you have them fill it out, make sure it's good, right? Make sure you have them print it legibly. And that is why it's important to maybe give a giveaway. Make sure you print your name and your phone number legibly, because anybody that signs up, we're going to be giving away a $75 gift card, a $50 gift card. It will entice them to sign up a little bit more. Okay. And then the next thing is when they come in, have a pamphlet. Once again, if you're not watching us on YouTube, go to YouTube, check it out. Okay. This pamphlet, all right, shows them things about the home. Okay. And obviously it's branded to me. So this pamphlet I have here, for those of you that are listening, not watching, right? It is a trifold. We have 1, 2, 3, 4 pages. It's really one big page. You fold it in half and there's beautiful pictures, right? It's about the property, some features, as well as it is a very high gloss, high quality piece of paper. The next thing is you are going to have a booklet. Now this booklet is going to be something like the 6 ways on how to sell your home, right? For more money in less time. You could also have a buyer one sitting there, right? 7 home buyer strategies to make sure you don't overpay for a home. You have all these marketing materials there. The reason why is because you want to add value. And adding value is not just showing them the house, but adding value is also providing some information and some insight that's going to help them solve a problem. So when people come into the open house, have a reason for them to sign in legibly, which is going to be making sure that there is a giveaway or some reason why they have to sign in and actually make it legible. So have something that they want or something that they need or something that they're excited about. So how do we get people to sign in a legible way? Make there be a reason for them to have a giveaway or something like that. And like I said, have it in a, ideally, whether it's a computer sitting there or it's an iPad or something there that when they type it in, it goes directly into your CRM. Then go ahead and have pamphlets laying around. These pamphlets aren't just about the house, but yes, they should absolutely be about the house as well. But you should have one for buyers. 7 home buyer strategies to make sure you don't pay top dollar for your next home. 6 ways on how to sell your home for more money in less time. Be it branded all to you. So this way, when they leave there, they at least have a piece of value. Okay? I know I went through it quick. I'm not done yet. All right? I'm not done yet because there's a next step I need you guys to really focus on. So if people come to the open house, make sure there's a reason for them to sign their name in with a legible manner, right? When they come in, make sure there's a reason that they want to put their name and their phone number down and make it able so you can read it. Okay? Have something to offer, a giveaway or something. Number 2 is have pamphlets laying around. Yes, about the home, beautiful gloss paper pamphlets, but also ones on the buy side, right? That's all branded to you. One that says, hey, 7 home buyer strategies to make sure that you're not paying top dollar for the home, right? Or maybe it's 6 ways on how to sell your home for less money and more time. So when they leave there, even if they don't love the house, they grabbed a piece of information. They grabbed something that can create a value where you are the connecting piece to that. All right, so make sure all that is laid out throughout the open house, not just in one area, but throughout the open house. So everybody's not clustered around one area. It's separated throughout the entire open house. Now, the last piece of this is when you're walking around the house with people. I get it. Sometimes it's hard and people are, kind of standoffish maybe, or there's a lot of people at the door. All I want you to do is make sure you have at least an ending next step. No matter what happens throughout the middle of it, hey, Mr. Seller, what'd you guys think? Or Mr. Possible Buyer, what'd you guys think about the property? Right? Good or bad? I would love to give feedback. Right? So are you going to ask before somebody leaves the open house as, hey, prospective client, can you give me a little bit of feedback about the property, good or bad? Love to give it back to the homeowner. And whatever they tell you, you listen to understand. And you say, hey, look, I get it. The greatest part is, I know that this was a little bit of a smaller backyard and that's something that you and the family needed. We do have a bunch of other opportunities that are on the market that have everything that you talked about plus that big backyard. Do you want me to send them over to you? Yeah, sure. Okay, awesome. I'll send them over to you. What's the best email? Boom. Great. Last but not least, I want to go over them with you so that we can make sure we're on the same page. So what's a good day to give you a ring back next week just to go over some of these properties I found for you? Think like Tuesday or maybe Friday. Tuesday. Okay, great. What time? Let's shoot for 6:00. All right, 6:00, Tuesday. I'm going to send you a calendar invite to this email. Great. Hey, let me ask you this really quick. when you're looking through this stuff too, if you have any questions, just reach out to me. Here's my card. Here's my pen. Here's everything, right? So leaving with information if they didn't grab it before. So now when you call, right? So now you left the last conversation you have saying, hey, if I have some homes, would you want me that match everything you want me to send it to you? They say yes. You say, hey, let's talk on Tuesday. They say yes. When you call on Tuesday, it's not awkward, right? You're calling on Tuesday and saying, hey, this is John Marone. We just met on Sunday at 123 Main Street. And so I was just giving you a call as per your request to talk about the homes that I found for you, right? So I want to repeat kind of what we went over here because it's super important, guys, all right? I want you guys to do open houses, but I want you guys to get leads out of it. Not just leads. I want you guys to get leads that turn into buyers, that turn into possible sellers. So before somebody leaves an open house, you say, hey, really quick, can you give me some feedback for the homeowner, good or bad? They tell you, you listen to understand. They say that they loved everything, but it's too small of a backyard. You say, hey, look, I completely understand. I get that. There are a bunch of other homes that are out here on the market that have everything you asked about, plus some really beautiful backyards. Do you mind if I just go ahead and send them over to you? They say, yeah, sure, send them over. Great, I'm gonna send them over to you. What's the best email? Don't confirm, ask what the best email is. They give it to you. Awesome. Last thing is I'm gonna call you just to go over these homes with you just to make sure I'm kind of looking at the right things here. What day next week works better for you, Tuesday or Thursday? Then once they give that to you, you call, let's say Tuesday. Now when you call, it's not awkward anymore. You say, hey, this is John Marone here. We saw you at 123 Main Street on Sunday. As per your request, I'm giving you a call. And I have those seven homes that match everything you want. I just emailed them over to you. Let's take 10 minutes and go over them. Sound good? And now you have a much bigger and better opportunity to actually take someone that just came to an open house and actually create them as a new client. Open houses are powerful if you do them the right way. Otherwise, they become a chore. Otherwise, they become something that you might resent. It might become annoying. Open houses create awareness in a community for you. Open houses create more opportunity for more leads for you. And it shows the seller that you're doing something to sell their home. All right, so let's kind of go back to the very beginning. The things that you need to do to make sure you maximize your open house. Market it, right? Email blast to your community or to your database. Texting them, letting them know you're having an open house and why they should come. Number two is making sure you put it on Facebook, Facebook Marketplace, making sure you're tapping into the groups, making sure you're making an event for it. Number three, put out your open house signs. Number four, door knock. Create a VIP experience for anybody in that community an hour before everybody shows up so they can look at that home and walk around in peace and not chaos when we have so many people coming to take a look at it. What's that going to do, by the way? It's going to drive people back. Man, this guy's a lot of people coming to his open house. I think we might want to use them in order to sell our house. Okay. Number two is make sure when you're doing your open houses, you have a reason for them to put their name down in a legible manner so you know that when you call them, it's the right number or the right name. Have different pamphlets around, not just about the home, but how to sell their home for more money in less time, or how to go ahead and make sure they're not overspending on a purchase if they're a buyer, right? Different pamphlets that create value adds, not just about the house. Number three is ask a closing question before they leave to set up a next step in a process to create a new client for you. So hopefully this was valuable to you. I know we went over a lot. Once again, if you are on the YouTube, showing you some stuff here. By the way, if you're on YouTube, look at my new sign my wife got me. We are going to be doing a whole new podcast studio here. I just got to make the time to do it. Here's some of our stuff that we use just to kind of show you guys. And if you are interested in wanting me to send you some of this stuff so you guys could have it, just hit me up on Instagram at Real John Marone, and I'll send you kind of a picture or a template of what we use so you can kind of see how we maximize our open houses. If you found this valuable, send this out to somebody that you know does open houses or wants to do open houses or an agent that needs more leads and have them dive into this episode. Share it out to your audience as well. Tag me in it. Would love to repost it. All right. I appreciate you guys. Hopefully you guys have an amazing week. Let's finish the month strong. Let's go into my birthday weekend even stronger. And don't forget, don't wait for the door of opportunity to open. Kick that damn door down and take what is yours this week. Till next time, guys.